Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Ray Keating is our guest. He's with Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Ray, is your index is out, right?
Oh, yeah. You can go on there and get our Small Business Survival Index, where you see where the states rank on tax and regulatory costs. Then you can look at just the Business Tax Index, all sorts of good stuff. We've got our Energy Cost Index, see where your state ranks in terms of energy costs. So a lot of good stuff on our website right now.
Yeah. So check that out, folks, SBEcouncil.org. And all the other things there. And support this organization, folks. They're working hard for you. They're going toe-to-toe with the people in Washington who are trying to make your world worse. And they're trying to help, trying to back them off a little bit. And we appreciate the good work you guys are doing, Ray. Let's. We're talking about the whole downgrade of the U.S. Credit. I mean, it's to me, it's laughable that they've done this. I'm hoping that that's how it will turn out. But for a few days, Ray, maybe for a day or two, I don't know, there may be a little excitement. How should small business owners feel about all this going on? What do you think?
Yeah, they have to try to figure this out, right? What does this all mean? Yeah. And you're right. I think the markets are going to have initial one of those psychological knee-jerk reactions to this. But I think you have to understand, fundamentally, nothing has changed, again, from last week.
They didn't give us any news, did they? The downgrade didn't give us any news.
No. But I think unfortunately... The fact that the news hasn't changed means that the news on the economy is still not great, far from it. One of the worst recoveries we've ever had, and a great deal of uncertainty looking ahead. So I think what this is going to do, it's just going to feed worry in the market. It's going to feed worry amongst small business owners. I think in and of itself, this downgrade really is not going to have an effect on interest rates, quite frankly. And I don't think it's, some people said, well, gas prices will go up. And it's like, well, no, not unless the dollar is hit very hard will gas prices go up. And the dollar's already been declining thanks to the Federal Reserve. So I don't think, but I think this just feeds the worry that's out there. But unfortunately, that worry is rooted in reality there. When you look at the debt situation, the federal debt situation, what are we looking at? We're looking at, number one, there's no growth going on in the economy. So that's hit it. That has hit the revenue side of the federal mm-hmm. budget equation for a number of years. And then spending is just, we all know, careened out of control over the last 3 to 4
government
years.
Government spending,
and
right.
Government spending is careened out of control, and it has done nothing. By the way, this is we are in the midst of perhaps the glaring example, other than the Great Depression, of why Keynesian economics does not work. The idea that the government can manipulate the economy, can just throw money out there, and that somehow or another is going to turn into a healthy, growing economy has always been absurd, quite
frankly. The administration, the Obama administration, has spent trillions of dollars trying to create something to get the economy going, and basically it's the net result is going to be a negative, not a positive, because we got no jobs basically from it, no real economic growth from it, but we still owe the money.
You got it. You summed it up perfectly. That is exactly right. And that has always been the problem with this school of economic thought. But unfortunately, so many politicians buy into it. So many financial market, TV talking heads have bought into it. And so many economists, quite frankly, my fellow economists have bought into it. So it's a very, we're seeing the ills of this quite, glaringly so. And it's real trouble looking ahead. So we need a dramatic change in the policy direction. And until we get that, we're going to continue with a very troubled economy, unfortunately.
But, Ray, I was saying this in the previous hour. The future of the U.S. economy is going to depend upon small business, Ray, because more and more the large companies are doing over half of their business overseas, and that's fine. Good for them. If they can grow their business that way, that's fine. But more and more the future of America is going to depend upon a robust small business community, isn't it?
Absolutely right. I mean, it always has, but increasingly so. You're absolutely right. The entrepreneur, the small business owner, their employees, that's what it's going to be. That's what it is all about, and increasingly so looking ahead. And right now, our federal government and policymakers are sending all the wrong signals to entrepreneurs, yep. to small businesses, and to the investors that support them. All of the wrong signals.
That's exactly right. And they don't realize that how negative they're being towards small businesses, and that's what we've got to get turned around, folks. And as we move into this election cycle that we're heading into, you know, getting in earnest any day now, you know, folks, these are the, you know, start looking for somebody who can inspire America and deliver the policies that will be practical for America's small business. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today.
I appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
We'll see you next time. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.